Drop. Man, all this internet shit, it's like the wild, wild west out here.
Here we go. Once again, it's your main man, Cyber Shots. Let's go, baby.
Man, all this internet shit, it's like the wild, wild west out here.
All this internet shit.
Man,
it's like the wild, wild
all this
out.
Internet shit.
All this internet
it's like the wild,
out.
Wild west.
It's like the wild, wild west. Not just the other day.
All this internet
I was thinking
shit.
To myself.
It's like the wild.
It's trying to drop a podcast. It's good
it's
for
like
your
the
health.
Wild west
out here. Cyber One up in this bitch. Don't
all
believe me, the live is on
shit.
Twitch. Coming through your speakers, kind of groovy. Check me out
all
on Twitch, man.
Internet
it's
shit.
A movie.
It's like the wild, wild.
Here we go. Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cyber Shy Podcast, check it out, man. Snoop Dogg review. On Drink Champs. Ready? Let's go. Man, all this internet shit. It's like the wild, wild west
man,
out here.
All this internet shit. It's like the wild, wild west out here.
All this internet shit. It's the remix, baby.
Man,
it's like the wild, wild
all
west
this
out
internet
here.
Shit.
All this internet
it's like the wild,
shit.
Wild west out
here. It's like the wild, wild west out here. All right, let's jump right on into it. Yo, check it out, man. I was watching Drink Champs. That's probably why I'm slurring my words. But no, seriously, though, I was watching Drink Champs. And they had Snoop on there. I was like, oh, man, okay. This is going to be an epic show. Now, what I didn't know at first is that Snoop flew in Nori and the crew. Ethan and all them, you know what I'm saying? Interesting, getting some kind of feedback here. But anyway, he flew them into his studio, right? And first and foremost, I want to shout out Snoop, Nori, all them, man. This was a beautiful podcast, you know what I'm saying? People doing their thing, brotherhood, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of brotherhood, shout out to Blank Canvas, man. That's right, Blank Canvas with 72 the Architect, Mr. No Show, and damn, what's that guy's name? What the hell? Oh, yeah, Cyber Shots. Yeah, check them out, man. You can check them out Tuesday, as a matter of fact. Check them out on Tuesday. Doing a great show live, man. Check them out on YouTube, Twitch, man, all over the place, man. Running plays, making moves. So shout out to 72 the Architect and Mr. No Show. And I will be on there on Saturdays. But I'll be checking out the show on Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? Dope content, you know what I'm saying? That's more my serious side. More professional side of podcasting. But you know how I like to get down, man. I like to have fun. Let's go. Now, as we slide into this episode,
man,
Prince Royce, hold me. I'm so cold. Cut. All right, now, check it out, though. I really, really enjoyed this podcast, man, so much that I had to do a podcast on it, man. Drink Champs, they're off the chain, man. Snoop is always constantly reinventing himself. Now, during the course of this interview on Drink Champs, the podcast, YouTube, whatever you want to call it, videocast, whatever, I was checking it out. And one thing Snoop said that really, really piqued my interest. He said, man, I've been in the game for 30 years. 30 years. And he said that when he first came out, if you were a rapper, you had 4 years. That was a good run. 4 years, that was a good run. And I was like, damn, that is a good run. 4 years, you know, back in the 80s, whatever, early 90s, whatever. 4 years, that's a rap. You know what I mean? And he said this. He first saw LL Cool J was out there for 12 years. And he thought to himself then, I'm going to flip the script. I'm going to make a run. You know what I'm saying? The content that Snoop constantly keeps creating over and over again is amazing, man. He constantly reinvents himself from commercials, rap, podcasts. His podcast that he did was 365 days every day. That's straight up gangster, man. That is straight up gangster. Holidays, everything. You know what I mean? To be that dedicated in your craft has got to pay off. You know what I mean? Especially on this internet shit.
Man, all this internet shit, it's like the wild, wild west out here.
All this internet shit,
man.
It's like the wild, wild
all this internet shit.
So yeah, man, that's what's up. That's what's up. But check this out, man. A lot of people don't like Nori because they say he drank too much. But you know what? Nori is one hell of an interviewer. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he does drink too much. But anyway, he takes care of business. Yo, Nori, what's up, man?
Howdy, Snoop. We love you in New York.
Nigga, I love y'all, nigga.
Nah,
you just don't understand. If I could have been any other nigga than me, I'd have loved to have been a New York rap nigga in the 80s because y'all was fucking it up. I'm talking about from Rakim to Big Daddy K, MC Shan, KRS-One, LL Cool J.
Big
nigga,
facts.
Was everything
East Coast,
came
baby.
Out of that motherfucker.
New
was
York,
flawless.
Mecca.
Let me give you your props back from Warren G to Eazy-E to
Talk
Ice
to
Cube
Talk to,
to motherfucking Ice T. You know, that's
usual.
What it was. Let me just tell you something. I'm gonna be honest with you. When I heard Straight Outta Compton, I thought that was Rikers Island.
For real?
I thought it was a jail. because I was like, Straight Outta Compton, straight out of motherfucking name. I was like, holy shit, that jail is crazy. I don't want to get locked up in there. Like, I was like, I got super laughing.
You know what I'm saying? Nori, like, look, I got Snoop laughing, you know what I'm saying? But overall, man, Nori is a good, he is a good interviewer. Don't believe it? Hey, check it out. You do our interview on a consistent basis. Go ahead, you do our interview, and then go back, look at Nori. Yeah, he's a little drunk, but whatever, he holds it down, he does his thing. But anyway, getting back into the content in hand, constantly reinventing yourself is more than is something within you that makes you want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Constantly reinventing yourself. And you know what? Once you do that, keep doing it. You know what I mean? Don't worry about, oh, you suck. You're never going to be a professional podcaster. You're never going to get a YouTube station. You're never going to... Hey, shut the fuck up. And check this out. When I get that first Google check, bitch. Yeah. That's another thing. Keep hustling until you get that Google check. Huh.
What you think this is?
Man, all this internet shit.
Cyber One Productions, like strictly business. Here we go. Hang
man,
on for the rest
wild,
of the show.
This internet shit.
All this internet
like
shit.
Wild, wild,
it's like the wild, wild west out here.
Man,
check one, baby.
Internet shit.
Check two. Hey, all right. I'm going to have to. There's still some space in there. You know what I'm saying? It's cut. Still some space in there. You know what I'm saying? One thing I want to say about Snoop is this, man. Energy. He's a big energy person. You know what I'm saying? And he's also, after the purchase of, you know, Death Row, you got to check this interview out, man. Once again, shout out to Drink Champs and Snoop. You know what I'm saying? The whole crew. But anyway, yo, Snoop, man, what you working on, man?
Creators and the people behind the scenes didn't get anything.
Right, right.
So it's my job to take it now and to rightfully make it worth something so I can compensate the people who did something, because right now it's worth nothing.
Okay.
So no one stands the game but the people who actually owned it that was sitting on it until everybody died,
right, right.
So they can turn it into an estate.
Right.
But since some of these people are alive, I'm going to create a value for it to where now they can receive some revenues first because I control it now. When it was in the past, we had to wait to get paid because right. The label gets paid first and the CEO. But guess who that is now? So I'm going to make sure it's properly handed down the right way to where, oh,
Thank you. You're too kind. Thank you. Appreciate that, y'all. Yeah, I'm down with y'all. Don't worry about it. Hit me up later. I'm doing a podcast now. But that's what I'm saying about Snoop, man. He is doing the right thing. Granted, we all make mistakes as young men, young women, whatever. You can't, well, actually, a lot of people are going to judge him in his younger days when he did what he did, whatever, as they do with anyone else. It's not what you did, but it's what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, baby. Check one, baby.
Man,
all this internet shit. It's like the wild west out here.
All this internet
hey, I'm working on the triple.
It's like the wild internet shit.
Just a little loop.
It's like the wild.
Yeah, I can see all these professional beat makers are all the people that make beats way better than me, engineer better than me, and podcast better than me. I can see them now like Cyber, you're just using a simple loop with a hook and a double. That's not a song. Huh? Anyway, you know what I say to that?
Man, all this internet shit. It's like the wild west out here.
Check one, baby. Check two. Yo, once again, it's your main man, Cyber Shots. Welcome to the show, man. We just winding up. We getting started, man. Here we go. Cut. Now, with that being said, man, make sure that you check out Blank Canvas once again. Blank Canvas. Oh, man, I'm working on so many things. Blank Canvas. Digital Flowers. That's right. Cyber Shots. Duh. You know, grinding on that Twitch, a lot of other things, man. But right now I am really getting on my schedule, learning how to balance my time so that I can continue to bring you guys content and also do what I enjoy doing step by step. You know what I'm saying? A calculated risk at this thing we call life. Let's go, baby. Check one. All right, hold on. I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying? Now, once again, getting back to Nori's interview skills, you know what I'm saying? Getting back to Nori's interview skills. He knows how to control the room. You know what I'm saying? He knows how to balance and shift that energy. You know what I'm saying? You got to check this. You got to check this episode out. Yeah, you know I mean, like at this in particular time, you know, they're all Nori drunk as hell. But check this out, though. Nori, he know how. Like, anyway, yo, Nori, man, go ahead. Drop, man. Real talk, Nori.
Real talk. I had to sit down with Jay-Z and I tell him Snoop is the most famous rapper ever.
What'd he say?
He agreed.
He did?
Not really. No, but Snoop,
did you really say that to him?
Now, that right there, the way that he lured Snoop and the rest of everybody in the room into that. You know what I'm saying? He set them all up. He made everybody laugh. You know what I'm saying? And the way he did it was smooth as hell. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like Nori, man. Nori doing his thing. I don't care, man. He doing his thing, man. And that's how you conduct an interview. You know what I'm saying? And that shit was smooth as hell the way he worked it out. He had Snoop cracking up. He had everybody cracking up. He had Snoop like, for real? Nah, nigga, I made the shit up. Let's go.
Man, all this internet shit, it's like the wild, wild west out here.
All this internet shit,
man,
it's like the wild, wild west.
All this internet shit,
all this internet
it's like the wild, wild west.
It's like the wild, wild west out here.
Man, all this internet shit,
it's like the wild, wild,
it's like the wild, wild west out here.
Yeah, it's like the wild, wild west. cut here. That's right. That's right. Now, you know what I'm saying? But hopefully this should be out on Monday. You know what I'm saying? I hope that you all have a very, very lovely Monday. You know what I'm saying? But before I get out of here, man, yo, I want to tell you one more thing that I like about Snoop, man. Listen, yo, check this out. Nori was stuck. You know what I mean? He was stuck. Now, for all my, you know, ganja smokers out there, you know how it is when you pull just a little bit too much, man, or not enough, either or. And you know what I'm saying? You didn't hit it right. You didn't hit the blunt right, and you paid the price. Sometimes you get stuck. Yo, Snoop, what's up? Yo, Snoop. Snoop, check on Nori, man. What's up with Nori, man?
That nigga over there stuck.
Yo, hold on. Let go. Yo, I'm telling you, an hour and 28 minutes in is when Nori was pulling that spliff. And like I said, he was stuck, man. Yo. The first time I saw this shit, I was cracking up. Because look at Snoop's personality. If you could see the way Snoop looked at him, like he was waiting for Nori, because Nori got that rhythm. He got that cadence, you know what I'm saying? And by them both knowing how to work the microphone, knowing how to do an interview, knowing how to be interviewed, and knowing how to conduct and be on both parts of the interview, Snoop looked over like, yo, what's up, man? Your cadence is off. But listen.
Did you suggest it?
I didn't suggest a motherfucking thing. I suggested it.
Hold up.
I have no power.
Check it out. Here we go. This is what I'm talking about.
Only thing I suggested was I was like, can we do G-Thang?
You know what I'm saying? The way the cadence is going back and forth between him and Nori. Check it out.
The pinnacle moment of who we are. Despite it being such an old record.
You popped the bitch. Titties out.
Yeah. But yeah. I just feel like that song was the song that made America come into hip hop.
And titties.
You get what I'm saying?
And titties.
Yeah, definitely gotta have them titties in
you
there.
You gotta have the titties in there.
NFTs, nice you fucking NFT.
You know what I'm saying? You see how the energy going?
Those were NFTs before NFTs.
So continue. So Dre calls you. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how this conversation happened. Dre calls you and says, we doing the Super Bowl in LA.
Well,
did he say cuz?
That's the crazy mm-hmm. part.
He don't talk like
he don't
that.
Say cuz.
In LA.
In my mind, Dr. Drake said cuz.
No, he don't talk like that.
Snoop said. Dre don't talk like that. But anyway, check it out, man. Once again, Nori stuck. Nori, I'm not trolling you, man. Yo, this shit funny as hell, though. But check out the cadence now. Once again. Yo, Snoop, go ahead. And, yeah, man, go ahead. Drop.
When I got called in, I didn't look around and say who was there, who wasn't there. I was just happy I was there. And went to work for him.
How much rehearsing does it take for those 12 minutes? Because it seems like it probably
about a month.
Intensive.
About a month.
A month for 12 minutes.
Cool month.
Wow. And that's without set, and then probably with set afterwards?
We did, like, probably 3 weeks without
that
the set.
That set was crazy.
3 weeks without the set, and then 1 week with the set. But bits and pieces, then we finally had the whole set at the Super Bowl, like, I think the day or two before. And then it was showtime. And this is in the middle of a game, so it's like the way shit move fast as fuck. Yeah. Niggas at home don't even be seeing how fast this shit go. Like, nigga, when them niggas say, halftime, poop, nigga, clump, bam, yeah. Niggas, moving shit out there like niggas.
Here, check
up.
The cadence.
That nigga over there stuck.
Yo, I'm telling.
I need to get that for a song.
I'm telling y'all, no doubt. I might remix my damn self. Yo, check it out. I'm telling you. A minute, just go to an hour and 28 minutes of the show, man, of Drink Champs, and you'll see with Nori, he was stuck. You know, it happens to the best of us. It happens to all of us. But once again, like I like to say at this time, without no you, there would be no me, which equals we. And I am up out of this bitch.
Man, all this internet shit, it's like the wild, wild west out here.
All this internet shit,
man,
it's like the wild, wild
all this internet shit.
Now some of y'all might stick around
too long.
Some of y'all didn't even make it to this song.
but I'm gonna keep doing my thing and keep on pushing. All this. You know what I'm saying? My cushion push, pushing. Anyway, on these internet streets, Cyber One Podcast. Streaming 7 days a week.
Man.
On any platform, I keep it unique now. I'm not a rapper, I'm a master storyteller. You don't believe me? Welcome to episode 568. Yo, check it out before you put negativity on your plate. Once again, Cyber in this bitch. You want to see a movie? Check me out on Twitch.
It's like the wild, wild west.
What the hell I'm doing, man?
Let me go get something to eat.
Cyber One, and we go.